This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Sukhdeo Nehru, Sukhdeo Nehru. Date of birth 10/04/1949. Date of appointment February 8th, 2023. Requesting physician Mineke Etien, M-I-N-E-K-E-E-T-I-E-N-N-E. Dear Dr. Etien, I have the pleasure of seeing Sukhdeo Nehru today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 73-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who was admitted to the LS Hospital, ELLIS, on 1/22/2023 due to right-sided weakness. His workup was negative, including MRI of the brain, which showed old lacunar infarct primarily in the bilateral thalamus. Echocardiogram shows mildly increased left ventricular wall thickness, ejection fraction 60 to 65%, and aortic valve calcification. Patient atorvastatin was increased from 40 to 80 milligram. He was seen by the cardiologist also. His aspirin was switched to the Plavix 75 milligram PO daily, which he is taking. Still, he is having a right-sided weakness and numbness. He is having neck pain. He's not getting any physical therapy. His vision is okay. He has difficulty walking. Has history of stroke in the past also. Past medical history, stroke, cerebral amyloid angiopathy, headache, chronic kidney disease, diabetes mellitus. GERD, hearing loss, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, past surgical history, total knee replacement on the right side. CABG, allergy, non-known drug allergy, medications, insulin, amlodipine, atorvastatin 80 milligram daily, Carvedilol. Clonidine, clopidogrel 75 mg daily, doxazosin, hydralazine, tamsulosin. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, retired, married, have two children, family history, mother disease with hypertension, father disease, diabetes mellitus, two sister, one deceased, one brother. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having right-sided weakness and numbness, trouble walking. Physical examination. Blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next supple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing left sided good, right sided deaf, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. Rigidity, no rigidity, but spasticity present on the right side, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength, left sided 5/5, right sided 4.5/5. Deep tendon reflex is 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation on the right side. Gait mildly hemiparetic on the right side. Assessment and plan. Seventy-three-year-old right-handed Guyanese man whose history an examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, left-sided stroke. Number two, right-sided hemiparesis. Number three, hemiparetic gait. Number four, hearing loss on the right side. Number five, transient ischemic attack. Next paragraph. His recent event can be due to small lacunar stroke, which cannot appear on the MRI or TIA. I will continue the Plavix 75 mg PO daily and Atorvastatin 80 mg PO daily. I would like to see him back in my office in 6 months. importance of good control of blood pressure and good control of diabetes explained to the patient. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.